Night gathers, and my Now TV watch begins. It will not end until I have finished all 8 seasons of Game of Thrones. I shall take no spoilers, nor skip ahead. Instead, I will defend my house from eternal channel hopping. I am the watcher of brilliant shows like Chernobyl and The Wire. More than enough great TV to last even the longest winter. Your 7-day free trial awaits. To start your night's watch, simply search Now TV. 18 plus new entertainment customers only. Auto renews at $8.99 per month unless cancelled. Terms apply.
The 2 Minutes of Zen podcast, brought to you by Zendium Toothpaste, gives you quick and simple wellness hacks you can do while brushing your teeth. From a strengthening squat workout to a calming mindfulness practice. Because at Zendium, we believe in daily routines that work to improve the health of your body, mind, and mouth. Listen to 2 Minutes of Zen podcast on Spotify. Zendium, natural protection, clinically proven.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, the Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels!
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee. It's Richie D.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Ashley Schiavone. She don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Lisa Wallet. Now that's what I call wallentainment.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie. Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
Shannon Atavacannon Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel. Kelly Stump, the Stump Master.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. No one can do it like Andrea Jewett.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD. Nancy, cease and desisto. We love you guys.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Back at Warehouse Live.
Oh, my God, Houston.
You guys are maniacs.
Wow. Oh, my God, Houston.
Look at me just rubbing my butt on the chair.
Wow.
I'm like a dog, so happy to see you guys.
I know. It's been 2 long years since we were here last. Thank you for waiting for us.
You guys, last time we were here, one of you all was Luann style in the bushes outside.
Oh, yeah. That is a true story.
We walked out there, and there were just 2 legs sticking out of a bush.
Yep.
True story. And a girl covered in trash, just like, ah.
This is true. This is very true.
Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah. It was amazing. You guys all look great. I even see some people who were in Austin last night. That's awesome. We love our Texas people. Oh,
and
hi, everyone.
Sober-ish. It's like those kind of girls. They just show up. They're always wasted, but they're still sober-looking somehow.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Adderall, for all you give this world.
I know. Oh. You know,
my family's
I was
here
about
again.
To say,
I love you guys. My
they're
parents.
Back. There they are.
Judy, all of you guys, a bunch of El Paso in the house, and we're in Texas, so
yeah,
man, we've got some.
Yeah,
we've got some El Paso in the house. Okay, so I talk about our family friend Nora a lot on the podcast. Rhonda, I love Houston, isn't it? And she's here tonight. Nora, I love you.
Nora.
And these are Junie and Rhonda's pearls from achachavesta.com. We'll be giving those away later, so go buy your pearls. Yeah. There's so many gingers up in our section. We've got so three full-on gingers up there.
Well, you know, one thing that always makes us excited is are those few special times when we do a live show and we're actually able to bring out a special guest. And I'm happy to say, last time we were here, Tanta came, right?
Yes, our Tanta.
This year, all the way from Italy, we have Joe Gorga. Joe Giudice.
Joe Giudice.
Joe Giudice is here.
Little Joe Giudice. For those little of Joe you Giudice. At home, for those of you at home, it's a little round Bucky's Bucky the squirrel.
It's a Bucky squirrel. Oh, right? Beaver.
Beaver. It's
otter.
A beaver.
Beaver.
Is it a squirrel?
In the
what
shape.
A monster am I?
In the shape of Joe Giudice. He was patiently under this table all this time.
So what?
It's the shoe. He was on the shoe. He's in the table shoe.
He should just have a Bucky's, you know, like a Joe Giudice style Bucky's. Like instead of being like, thanks, come again. It's just like, so what? Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who cares? Your bag. Just get a bag of shit. Just says, who cares? Yeah. I love the Bucky's. We went there today.
My first Bucky's experience. Yes.
Man, people in Bucky's, even if they hate your ass.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always looking around. We always walk in like, oh my God, look at that, look at that. Like, yeah. And so I caught this lady's eye and I said, hi, how are you? And she's like, how are you? It was like the longest
she's
you.
Like, Texas Lisa Rinna. How are you?
Yeah. Get the fuck out of my store.
I have never seen so much beef jerky in my life. There was one point, I swear to God, it was like, I started doing an Instagram story. I'm like, I'm going to walk all the way along the beef jerky case. And I'm just going and
just
going and going and
jerky.
Going. I was like, how many beefs are there and how can it be jerked?
It's every animal on the ark. It's not even beef. It's like duck jerky, deer jerky, rabbit
jerky. There
was like
jerky. Giraffe jerky in there. I swear to God.
They had a chicken stick jerky. Did you see that?
I saw all the jerky.
Drumstick jerky. Get the fuck out of my face. Chicken drumstick
yeah.
jerky.
We also, on the drive down here, so I was also very excited, aside from the fact that I got to go to Bucky's for the first time, and that was exciting, but we did a road trip, so I was excited that I got to, like, drive through Texas and
oh,
see some
Oh, you were
girl.
Excited? Oh, my God. So, you know when you've been, like, to a restaurant, and then you take your friend, and you're like, oh, my God, did you see the menu? Did you see the walls? Did you see the color? Did you see the lights? Do you like it? That's how I am with Ben in Texas. Like, everything he's like, I've been to Texas before,
yeah.
Ronnie.
That's
the capital.
That was really sweet. But then, but it was like, it was so Texas. Like, I felt like every mile there was some oversized plastic version of
it
something. Like, I saw a squirrel that was as big as this. We saw, I feel like, a chestnut.
There was a
golf ball. We actually saw zebras, which I was not expecting.
Well, yeah, so we're driving along, and, you know, fucking Texas. I mean, when you're from Texas, you're always like, isn't Texas great? Look at that. It's the first Baptist church, Ben. The first one.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, look, there's cows, there's horses. And he goes, look, there's zebras. And I'm like, what a fucking idiot. You know, in my mind, I'm like, oh, my God, northerner, you know.
Yeah.
And I looked over, there's zebra. There's literal zebras in a
yeah.
pasture.
There were also, like, a lot of buildings that were, like, there were some, like, you know, roadside, small, little, sort of, like, shacky buildings, but we're, like, really trying to, like, be, they were, like, the Real Housewives of buildings, because it was, like, national headquarters of the Raspberry Picking Coalition, and it's, like, a little shack. I'm, like, okay.
Or they're not trying at all. You
yeah.
know, those are my favorite buildings. They're just, like a shack put together with some scotch tape.
Yeah.
But then it's like a full-on business outside. And Ben kept going, are those she sheds? Are those she sheds?
So many she sheds.
Because I love that she shed commercial, you know? And so,
so
he's like, is that a she shed? I said, yes. But in Texas, they're called barns, okay?
Yeah.
They're just barns.
I was like, why are there so many little she sheds everywhere for sale?
And the billboards.
Oh,
my, oh
my
God.
God.
Between here.
Lawyer billboards.
Between Austin and here. Wow. first of all, you know people get in fucking trouble all over the place.
Yeah.
Because it's like, lawyer, lawyer. And you have so many different kinds of lawyers, you know?
Yeah.
The first one had really long, dreadlocks.
It was a white guy with dreads. Yeah. He looked like Ron Perlman. Yeah.
Damn,
he's like, I'm the rockin' lawyer. Which, by the way, does not instill confidence.
Yeah, he's like, I just finished guitar on a blunt, you know, playing guitar. Hey, I don't want you representing me.
I don't want someone who looks like they're selling, like, I don't know, pressed juice to come and represent me at the court.
Yeah, because it's just, yeah, it's his whole vibe, his whole billboard vibe is like, injured?
Yeah. Nickelback.
Wasn't it great? Wasn't that injury great? And then a few miles up, there's a guy who looks like Angela Lansbury's friend on Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah.
Or like,
with a little Wilford Brimley.
He's like, oh, I'm the sheriff of something.
Yeah. Right. He was like, I'm C. Arthur Lawyer. And he has like a cowboy hat on. And he's like, I'm serious. And other billboard is a pussy, you know?
Yeah. You're serious about law.
Yeah, it was like shaming the other billboard just to its eyes. It was great.
We floss our teeth at this family law firm. How about that, Ray?
It was also very wholesome because when we did a road trip through Missouri, every billboard was like...
Oh, Missouri.
Everything was like, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Here's a Bible verse, porn, strip club. Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
This strip one was club, just like church, strip club, church, strip club.
Yeah.
Which Texas, is how life works, right?
Yeah. Texas was just like, listen, we're just going to focus on the she sheds.
I always like to think it was like stripper, church, because it's like the strippers going to church, not everybody else. Like, oh, God, you know what I had to deal with last night? Please. But we still got Vanderpump Rules on our mind from last night in the strip club.
Connor.
Whenever my mom is here, it's just like, let's talk about whatever disgusting thing we can. Like, come to Vanderpump Rules Strip Club episode.
Well, even though we're in Texas, why don't we take a trip up to New Jersey, shall we? Welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo we love to watch.
We announce where you are 10 minutes later. You're like, where the fuck am I? I'm getting out of here.
It does happen. We do have people who wander in and are confused.
I thought you guys was Joe Rogan. What the hell? I've got too many things to fumble around with.
I know.
Here, okay? I've got 5 bottles of water.
You have like a water
a
barricade
bottle
over
of Tito's,
there.
Some Canada Dry, some pearls, some phones, my hotel card. All right. Real Housewives of New Jersey. Wow.
Oh, wait. Sorry. I mean, here we have this crowd of 5,000 people or whatever.
5,000 people.
And we really do have some VIPs. We have some premium sponsors here tonight.
Okay.
Time to give some credit to premium sponsors. So, first...
Kelly Stump, the Stump Master!
Kelly Stump! Woo! We also have some newer sponsors... Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie. Who else?
And
are there other
birthday.
Ones? Are we missing any
Happy
premium
birthday.
Sponsors? It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's her fucking birthday.
Oh, do me a favor. Hand your drink to your friend, would you?
This is for you.
There's some pearls for your B-Day.
Happy
Last
birthday.
Last night I threw those, I said, catch this bouquet. You're all holding drinks. Like everybody probably ended up covered in shit.
So we're going to have a great time tonight. But by the way, we're not afraid to kick people out either. So everyone, get yourself together.
Oh yeah, we just starting now.
Yeah.
Okay, so Real Housewives of New Jersey. For those of you who missed last week, we ended on a classic fight of why don't you spend any money on your children's birthday parties when I spend so much money on my children's birthday parties?
So previously, we have they're all in the Hamptons. We see Jackie. You know what my kids wanted for their birthday? They wanted pizza and fucking Nutella cake. I've never heard Nutella cake be so weaponized.
Nutella cake.
I was like...
And Jen's like, I just feel bad for you. You have so many blessings and you just don't enjoy them.
And then Melissa. Yes, give that up. And then you have Melissa, who for some reason I'm like fucking loving right now out of nowhere. It's weird. She's like, okay, you know what? The way you throw lavish parties, the way you do, the way I pretend to, you know what? Guess who's winning? This bitch is winning. And they're all like, eh.
You're like, why? Because she's a saver. She saves her money. Which is a foreign... Everybody in they're Jersey like, was like... How could you? They were so offended.
I know.
At the idea of someone saying she's winning because she's saving her money. They're yeah. like, ugh.
So Jennifer, of course, takes us to the next level. Are you saying my kids aren't going to be successful in 30 years?
Yeah, because Melissa says she is. You watch whose children are going to be set up in 30 years. You watch because she's saving her money. My kids aren't going to be successful in 30 years.
Let me tell you where my kids are going to be in 30 years. They're going to be running a jewelry shop in Long Island, and we're going to be buying them 3 wives.
Hell yeah.
Success.
So Melissa goes, bitch, what are you talking about? And she's like, you're calling me a bitch now.
Bitch, don't call me bitch.
So and then they make it sound like she threw a knife. Well, how does it sound like you threw it? Pa-ching! It's like...
Well, they made it sound like she threw like an actual grenade across the table. But she had a plate. Yeah. So she had a fork and a knife that was on a napkin, that was on a plate. Standard plate setting. And so now Melissa's like, fuck this bitch and not paying attention. So Jennifer's doing that thing where she's like, hello, 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 hello. And so she throws the fork and knife on the napkin towards Melissa.
I like that you're mapping it out because last week I was like, she threw it some silverware. And then this time it's like, crump, crump, crump. I'm like, why don't you just put a horn in there? Like, what? It's like, burr, burr. It's like throwing a plate. Just Bravo adds any sound effect they want to, you know?
So then.
And then there's a lady who goes like this.
Yes.
Secret picture.
A lady, as in every single person in this room. We're all doing it.
No, we're loud and proud here. We're like, I'm filming your ass. You keep acting stupid. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. It's going on my Instagram. Keep doing it. This lady's like, ooh.
So Melissa jumps to her feet. And I love that also during this entire thing, Melissa's wearing like a Daria jacket, right? So she's, I think that's why I like her. If she weren't wearing that green jacket, I'd be like, oh, Melissa. But instead, I'm like listening to Liz Phair in my head. I'm like, finally, Daria gets her say. So she like, Melissa gets up and she's like, walk away, walk away, walk away. Jennifer goes, no. So Melissa grabs a napkin. I'm sorry to do this to Joe Giudice. She takes a napkin, she goes like this. You better go. She's like, she starts, like, flapping listlessly this napkin. I'm sorry,
because they're
Joe.
Doing that thing that they always do on Jersey, where they're like, hold me back, hold me back, hold me back. Like, there's no one holding you back. You're just like, stop, you better hold me. You better stop me, you better hold me back. But no one's making any effort.
So Margaret...
They're also across the table from each other. Like, they literally cannot get to each other anyway. It's like, ah! Yeah. The table is holding you back.
Yeah, it's physics.
Well, actually, on this show, I guess that's not really true.
That's true.
Fucking prostitution! Living over the table. Since when have tables blockades
never
ever worked on this
tables
show?
Tables are a state of mind. So, this is why true. I love Margaret, okay? This is why I love the Marge. Because in the middle of this, Margaret starts pulling Jennifer away, and as she's pulling her away to separate her, she turns to the other women and goes, let's go. Pack my lunch.
Yeah. Pack it. I'm eating this lunch.
No. The mozzarella sticks, they'll travel. Pack them.
Pack it. Get out of here. I'm still eating. So Jen goes outside onto the sidewalk of the restaurant, but it's an open restaurant. They're all outside, right? So yeah. Now they're separated by a table and like a little picket fence because yeah. It's the Hamptons. They're like, wow, picket fences. So she's outside on the sidewalk and she's just walking back and forth by the picket fence going. So good. And Melissa's still like,
you better stop looking at me. Are you looking at me? She's like, I'll look at you. I'm looking at you.
I love a look off.
Over a child, like how much you spend on your kid's birthday party,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
My parents did it right. Bowling alleys, Peter Piper, Chuck E. Cheese, a park.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's exactly right.
They spent it where it needed to be spent.
A cake from Carvel.
Cars and jewelry.
Yes. So then, of course, so now Teresa, who has spent the past six seasons telling us why my Melissa should always have her back, she tells us, she's like,
maybe Jennifer shouldn't have thrown the plate, but maybe Melissa shouldn't have called everyone a loser.
She didn't say that.
Yeah.
She literally did not say that.
But you just tell Teresa what somebody else says, and she always believes it,
yeah.
You know? Like, you see, man? They do that this whole episode.
You see?
And then Jen keeps trying to rile her up. She's like, that pelican out there just said you're thin. She's like, you know me, it's like a compliment. You know, she's an idiot.
So Jennifer's now like pacing with Dolores. Because Dolores, by the way, is also really pissed that Melissa implied that like Frankie's
Dolores
not set
is
up.
Just ready to always jump on Melissa. Like,
yeah.
Dolores hates Melissa because Teresa has to pretend to be nice to Melissa yeah. Now. And so Dolores is always trying. Because you know on the phone, Teresa's like, fuck that.
Dolores
is like, I'll take up for you.
So Jennifer's mad. She's like, how does she know what I have for my kids? How does she know? And Dolores is like, yeah, how does she know what I have for my kids, huh? And then in the background, I don't know if you noticed this, they're fighting. In the background, there's a theater. And the marquee behind it in caps just says, Extreme Magic. I'm like, I love that they're fighting outside of a magic show. And I, of course, I'm like envisioning like Lisa Vanderpump, like some like Yanni is playing, and she's like, "Oh, for my next trick, I'm going to cut Ken in half." Ooh,
extreme magic. We're really going to cut someone in two. Like, how extreme are you going to get? Magic is already cutting somebody in two yeah. And like staying underwater for 10 minutes and drowning. Like, how much better do you get?
Yeah.
So Jennifer's obviously acting stupid, right? So Dolores obviously. Is trying to agree with her while also disagreeing with her because she keeps sides, you know?
Yeah.
So she's like, yeah, well, how does she know what I got from my kids? Well, look, right, she was wrong. I'm saying she was wrong. And then Jennifer's like, still looking at you.
And Melissa's like, are you looking at me? You looking at me, bitch?
So Dolores is like, let's go, Jen. Let's get in the car. You know, Dolores is just like bored and pissed all the time.
And Margaret just goes, I'm mortified.
I would like to eat.
Yeah. Guess what, everyone? Great news. You don't have to pack up my lunch. I'm staying.
So Melissa, Marge, and Jackie stay at the restaurant. And Melissa's like, oh my God, look what I got. It's like a little dot of mayonnaise on yeah. My shirt, on her shirt. It's like, welcome to my life. I mean,
welcome.
If
to-
that's what counts for a fight, like I'm constantly like being gang beat every day. Like it's gangs of people beating me up. I'm walking around with 20 different stains on this and I just got it. It's like fresh off the rack from Costco.
I'm like, in my head, I'm like, mayonnaise, I'm desperately trying to come up with a Joe Gorga sperm count joke, but I can't do it. So
that mayonnaise was probably swimming faster than any of Gorga's sperm. How's that?
There we go.
So
in
why
the
do
car,
I have Carol? She's not in this.
Carol?
Teresa? Jennifer,
no, it's in the car.
Oh,
they're in the car.
That's how I, that's
I'm
how I
not in this
Carol.
Show.
Yeah.
So they're in the car. So Jennifer's still ranting, and she's like, don't tell me she's winning and I'm not, because your opinion means nothing to me. I'm like, really? You just threw a play setting across the table, as far as I can see. So Dolores is like, you know what? It was a stupid thing to say. I was going to ask her what she meant by it, but, you know, you threw a plate, so...
What am I going to do? I'm supposed to ask her? So then it's a table. Okay, this restaurant. So they're trying to make it like, look at them. They're in the Hamptons. It's so fancy. We cut to the table. It's turned over plastic containers, okay, of chili or something. It looked like meat chili, just like turned over on the table. And then no busboy ever comes to clean it up.
I mean, they're basically eating at Sonic, okay? It's just basically like Siggy Flicker is going to come up on like roller skates. May I serve you? Oh!
And Melissa actually goes, who throws food in a restaurant? How long ago was it that she threw the entire fucking cake across a restaurant?
Yes.
For fun. Not even mad.
Wow.
You can only do it if you're in a good mood.
Yeah. And in a good restaurant, apparently, also. So now Margaret's getting mad because, you know, her whole thing is that Teresa never seems to have her back and always has the wrong people's back. So she's like, why is it that Teresa always leaves with the party that's not injured? As if anyone got injured here. But she has a point, you know? And and Melissa's like, you know what? If the Marge threw shit at Teresa and I got in the car and left with the Marge, OMG, I would never hear it. End of it. She's right.
And I like that she calls her the Marge. She's like, if Teresa left with the Marge, Marge is just like, yeah, that would be nuclear war. Thank you for using that in front of my name.
Thank you. I feel like I'm finally accepted.
Starving. Literally starving. Just pass me what you're eating.
Yeah, we're just that.
You eat that.
Eat this food right now.
So then back to the car. Jennifer's like, she keeps saying, I'm rude. You're rude. You're rude. You are.
Got her.
You are.
Got her. So
food's delivered. Hey, the food's delivered. And Marge is like, oh, thank Jesus, thank God. Come here. Just get on the table. I'm gonna lick you dry. Waiter, I'm gonna eat a waiter. I literally don't care.
So they decide they're gonna eat all of Teresa's food. And Jackie is like, I'm fucking eating her salad. She's all excited, you know? So I said she was excited. I would be excited too. So
well, everybody here is, like, prepared from eating
disorders.
We're
not going to make fun of eating disorders, people.
I only make fun of my own eating disorder,
only our own.
Okay?
We only make fun of gay eating disorders, but we don't make fun of lady eating disorders.
People always laugh when I say eating disorder, like, ha-ha, you're not thin. That's not what an eating disorder is. Unfortunately. Also called binge eating disorder, which is otherwise known as, it can be known as a hobby.
Yeah. It's called going to Bucky's.
Yeah. Depends on what mood I'm in.
I learned.
But today I was thinking that, because this whole show's about eating disorders. You know, I was thinking, we were talking in the car. We had a long time. You know, we were bonding.
We bonded.
So we
really
were like, why do we think about food all the time? You know, we were like having a food conversation. We blame basically everybody.
Yes.
But me. Everybody but me. And I was like, that's not really fair. Like, it is an eating disorder. I mean, we just went to Bucky's. I looked through that whole place. I didn't get anything except skinny pop and pretzels because they're low in calories. Do you guys? Then I ate literally everything I saw the rest of the day everywhere else we've been, you know?
We literally had, like, a heart-to-heart about eating and why it's so hard to, like, you know, especially when we travel so much, it's hard to, you know, keep the weight off. And we're like, you know, we just have to be better. And literally during this entire conversation, I was eating fudge from Bucky's.
And I was wanting it.
You know, it's just, you know, but I've been doing a lot better. I've been, like, really good in 2020.
Yeah. That's how you
like,
do it.
Like, not even joking.
Know?
I was literally eating fudge.
I've always said they make a huge mistake, like a huge money mistake, huge money making mistake at Weight Watchers. There should be a restaurant in the Weight Watchers.
Yeah.
It's so crazy to have those meetings and all sit around talking about being fat while you don't have fucking pizza. Who wants to talk about this when you're hungry? I'm gonna stop drinking tomorrow. I really hate drinking.
I'll tell you this much. My fucking gym in LA once had a day where they were like, it's membership appreciation day, and they brought in pizza. They were literally serving pizza in the gym.
That's how thin people at gym think, to the people who run it. They're like, pizza, you know, we'll save money. Who's going to eat it? You know, me. At the Crunch Gym in West Hollywood, when I first moved there, I was like thin-ish, you know, like I was on spectrum. I was on the spectrum of
thin. On a thin spectrum. Yeah.
And I was on one of the elliptical trainer things, the standing paddle thing, whatever. And they have windows that look out into West Hollywood. It's right across the street from McDonald's. The sign of the McDonald's is the glow on your face. And
the Crunch in West Hollywood is also really fucked up because they also, they have like the majority of the cardio machines face these weird shaded things. I don't know if it's like this in other Crunches, but in the West Hollywood Crunch, when you go to shower, they have like shaded glass. And so your silhouette is through the glass and all the cardio machines look at the silhouettes of people showering.
Yeah. I know. It's like, could you clean these windows so we can...
So, yeah. That's why when we come to Bucky's, we're like, give us everything!
Sorry.
So,
in other words, we're not here to make fun of eating disorders. Now we're just going to talk about diets.
Yeah, we're just
here
to bomb.
For 3 hours, okay? It's like all I want to talk about now.
I'm not going to make fun of eating disorders, but what I will do is make fun of Jackie's dad, because then we get a flashback... I will. Because we get a flashback, and he's like, you're a good inspiration. And she's like, Dad.
For those of you who didn't see it, he showed a video of her in high school, and she was bigger in high school. And her kids were like, Mom, you looked pretty. And then he's like, and now look at you. You know, you were so big then or something.
She's like.
And he goes, look at you now. It's like, Dad, I have a serious eating disorder. It's like, you were doing great! You were such an inspiration!
Well, either way, the point is that everything is settled up between Margaret and Jackie. Everything's good. They're like, you know what? Let's focus on how awful Jennifer is, because that's really what we're here to do, you know?
Well, I can't argue with that. I did want to talk about food, because just naturally watching the show, the waiter came, and she's like, okay, who had the chicken kebabs? I immediately wrote down who had the chicken fingers, thinking, like, Teresa's there, you know?
Yeah.
So then I keep typing, and I'm like, chicken, that doesn't sound right. Chicken, like, she's not going to eat the breading. Like, she does have the mental capacity. Like, she has that mental capacity, like, chicken finger. Like, she would order that. No offense, everybody out there. But it was, I had to go back and look at it, and it was chicken kebabs. The things you make up in your head. So anyway, she's delivering the food, right? And so Marge is like, all right, chicken kebabs and salads. All right, what was Teresa having? I don't even care what she's having. I'm having it now because Teresa's not even here, so fuck her. I'm going to eat a salad or whatever.
Yeah.
So then Melissa's like, oh, yeah, Teresa wants to leave? Then Jackie, you're eating this salad right now. And she starts force feeding the
poor woman
who's been crying about her eating disorder for 2 months. The whole beeline of this is Jackie's eating disorder,
yes.
And Melissa starts shoving food down her face. I'm sorry, but she's kind of the bitch, too, in this situation.
Well, I also, like, when Margaret was like, you know, I'm so sorry for bringing it up. I should never have made light of it. But seriously, you don't eat. I was like, Margaret! Well, but then Margaret is like, she's like, listen, okay, Jennifer, take credit. She didn't make fun of your eating, okay? She just called you cheap and stingy. All right, that's all.
Yeah. And Jackie was like, don't say you don't eat. You know, don't say you don't eat. I had an eating disorder. How could you say I don't eat? And she's like, oh, I didn't mean it in a mean way. And it's true, you know. How many times have you said to someone, oh, Jesus Christ, eat a sandwich? You know, you don't know that it's really upsetting them. I'm not saying, like, shame on you. I'm saying, you're making me feel really fat. Please get fatter right now. Please. Like when your friend loses 10 pounds and you're like, congratulations. I'm never hanging out with that bitch again.
Never. I'm having an issue with a friend right now because of that reason. He's, like, just posting shirtless things on Instagram. I'm like, fuck you.
So then Jackie is like, look, I didn't mean it in a mean way. I didn't mean it in a mean way. I don't even know what it said. Like, I literally didn't mean it. Whatever. So Jackie's like, listen,
I do eat. Don't say that. I just had a whole bag of chips, a whole thing of guacamole. I drank two beers before my food came out, and I'm just like, I'm starving. Please.
I know.
Where's the side of blue cheese? And I'm like, in heaven.
Anyone going to pick up that salsa? Because I will reach to the TV right now.
Yeah.
Get it.
Bless
I was
heart.
Starving.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for...
I'm Kate Lawler.
And I'm Bodge.
And we're the hosts of Maybe Baby, the podcast for the parentally undecided. Speaking to the likes of Alison Hammond, Russell Kane and Jenny Eclair to give us their unfiltered view.
This week's podcast is brought to you by Aviva Life Insurance.
The fact is, if you're a parent, life insurance gives you that peace of mind at the time it's needed most. A quote could be done online in minutes and costs start at just £5 per month.
To find out more, head to aviva.co.uk.
T's and C's apply and there is no cash in value at any time.
Night gathers and my Now TV watch begins. It will not end until I have finished all 8 seasons of Game of Thrones. I shall take no spoilers, nor skip ahead. Instead, I will defend my house from eternal channel hopping. I am the watcher of brilliant shows like Chernobyl and The Wire. More than enough great TV to last even the longest winter. Your 7-day free trial awaits. To start your night's watch, simply search Now TV. 18 plus new entertainment customers only. Auto renews at $8.99 per month. Unless cancelled, terms apply.
Brooke Rappin's commercial.
So anyway, the other girls arrive back at the house.
I'm not crying. I'm literally sweating in the winter.
So the other girls are back at the house, and they get in there, and Jennifer goes, I don't understand how it escalated so bad. You shamed her for serving pizza at a kid's birthday party. That's how it escalated so bad, you inbred bitch. Yeah.
And Dolores is like, well, Jennifer, if you told me my party sucks, I'd be pissed.
I'd be pissed.
I said, but she has the means. Why not go, not over the top, not below the top?
At the top. It's not a thing. What can you say? It's like, you know, everyone has their things. My thing, I hate pebble tile. What can I say? I hate it. Not my thing. Not my thing.
So Jennifer's like, I just want my friends to have good parties.
She's being like,
yeah, they're trying
now.
To spin this as if she's a saint. Like she's fucking like all 5 members of Queer Eye and one woman trying to save.
Oh, yeah.
Like she's trying to Queer save Eye. Her. She's like, you know, I don't want any guests walking away from her parties criticizing her, that's all. I'm like you did?
Queer Eye starring Jennifer is just all the gay guys. She's like,
yeah, that's stupid. You're poor. Get less poor.
Cut your hair.
So Dolores is like, listen, I don't know why Melissa felt the need to criticize everybody and say that. Just because we have a lavish party for our children doesn't make us losers. Like, oh my God. This is now a storyline for the entire season.
I know.
I love this show. I love this show.
She's like, yes, give it up. Dolores goes, you know, I work very hard on giving a life for my kids and giving them a future. You know, I spend many days walking from the living room to the kitchen to the living room, picking up pasta on the floor. You know, Frank leaves pasta everywhere, and then, you know, I hear that bell go off upstairs. I'm like, all right, whoever's up there, get out. Get out. You're done. Your time's done.
You think that blowjob bell paid for itself? So Jen's like, I don't know if I even feel comfortable staying here anymore. Then it becomes a Housewives storyline of, I am leaving the trip.
I don't feel comfortable staying here. I shamed someone for only serving pizza. She got mad at me, and now I can't stay at her gorgeous house. Or at least beach house.
Yeah, and we know the reason that she can't stay there. It's the same damn reason none of us can stay there, because every guest room is twin beds.
Yeah.
How about you fuck off, okay?
No, The reason why she can't stay there is that she feels ashamed that she's the only one that doesn't have a beach house. So she has to come up with a reason why this whole thing sucks.
I don't know. I've had a lot of shame fixed by a decent bed. I'll say that. Feel shame every day, but if you give me like a mattress topper and a nice blanket, I'm like, do whatever you want. Hit me with a bat. Like, I literally don't care.
So basically, Jennifer's like, you know, she's going to talk with Jackie, and if it doesn't go well, she's going to leave. And then Dolores like, well, I'll leave with you. And she's like, yeah, I'll leave too. Blink, 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 blink.
Yeah.
So then they come up with this new rule, which is just said over and over again during the episode, where Teresa's like, we all came together, so we'll leave together.
You're not at war. I mean, like...
What does that mean?
I mean, leave no man behind. I mean,
like, you literally are... You were just in prison. Like, that's not how friendship works.
I'm not leaving until you leave.
No, you're leaving when the fuck you can leave.
Yeah. You're not, like, on the side of the highway in the middle of the night and need to get help for your car, okay? Someone can go
run from
solo.
The twin beds. I don't even care who came for me. I'm getting in a fucking Uber. I'm out of there. So then Jen's like,
yeah, but can you even leave? Because won't Melissa get mad at you? Yeah, won't she get mad?
And then Dolores is like, who cares? Who cares? Because Teresa's just ignorant. Isn't that what Melissa said, Tree? Isn't that what she said? You're just ignorant.
Teresa goes, yeah. She's still trying to figure out what's going on.
She doesn't really know, you know?
Think she that?
Because Melissa did say that right to her. Yeah. She's like, oh, you, Melissa. It's like you, Teresa. You know, when you say things and you're being ignorant,
she did
people just know. You're just, like, ignorant. Like, it's okay.
Another reason why I'm really liking Melissa. She's just like, you're just a fucking idiot, you know?
Because Teresa doesn't even know you're dissing her unless someone tells you later that you're dissing her, you know?
So then there's like a transition, and we see just some stock footage of the beach. But because this is Real Housewives of New Jersey, we can't just have settle down over there. Because it's like New Jersey, we can't just like have like a pretty picture of a beach. There's literally like a dead horseshoe crab right on screen. It's like the Dolores horseshoe crab. Like, you know what? I'm just gonna sit. I'm dying here. I'm dead. Dead on the beach.
So, ring, ring, Dolores. Hey, Frank.
Dolores!
Hey, Frank, I gotta tell you something quick before anyone comes in here. I might be coming home early.
Dolores, if you're coming home early, I gotta make arrangements because your son basically turned your house into Sodom and Gomorrah.
Sodom and Gomorrah, dear boys.
Their son is such a whore right in front of their face.
Yeah, and they're, like, proud.
And I get that. Look, I was raised with, like, a proper amount of shame about sex, okay? Do it, just don't tell me about it, you know? It's kind of... And I guess I kind of have that with my friends where I'm like, oh, my God, you're dating? I don't want to hear that. That is too much.
Is it normal for him to, like, put it in my earlobe and then stick it in? It's like...
I just, like, that's just how I'm raised. I get that, you know, it's not that I don't like fucking, but I'm not going to tell you about it.
Right.
Like, even saying that, I started sweating more.
Yeah,
like, oh, my God.
Your mom's right there, just so you know.
But these parents are like, you fucking? Dolores told the story last year. She's like, you know what this bell is for? They ring it in school so they can get blowjobs. And now he's like, he's got him in here. Do you think he was telling the truth or joking around that Frankie was like Sodom and Gomorrah?
Part of me feels like they are so... Part of me wonders if like Frankie's getting no ass whatsoever and they're trying to almost advertise for him because it's just like...
No.
I mean,
he's
obviously
fucking.
If he were here, he'd be like eaten up alive, right? By all of us. But they're like, because
no
Frank is like, yeah, you know, Dolores, he's got like two or three every time. Like, it's like crazy. Like, we're diving door in there, Dolores. I'm like, do you have like a nanny cam on? What's happening? How do you know this?
She's like, well, that better stop right now or I'm going to send my mother up there. So what's he going to do?
You want a
ding,
cookie?
Ding, 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 ding.
It's ringing this bell. You want a blowjob?
Cookies.
Hey, Frankie, yeah, I brought you a cookie.
Want some cookies?
You want a cookie? So,
close-up of turned-over plastics with chili spilling out all over the table.
Ooh, not at the Hamptons.
Some busboys got fired from this restaurant, and you know that it was the same shot of turned-over chili on that table?
Yeah.
That someone probably cleaned it up, but they just kept cutting to that one close-up of the turn. Some poor busboys at home like, damn it, I did clean it! It was editing! It was editing! Like a Real Housewife busboy.
There was probably some producer just barking at a cameraman, get the salsa, get the salsa! So the other girls are now heading home, and Melissa is still ranting, and she's like, it's too fucking bad that her husband can't make her pretty on the inside, too. I was like, ooh, Melissa. Ooh, wow. Love it. And still in the same Daria jacket, so I was just like...
That is actually a shame. You just can't get surgery for that, you know?
Inside surgery.
Fix it!
So Jen calls Bill.
It's called a lobotomy.
Which, you know, is our favorite part of the show.
Yeah.
So she's like, hi, honey, hi.
He's like,
how's the trip?
Are you guys having a ravishing time? Any pillow fights?
I've slept in twins before.
Bill's one of those doctors who goes home, and God bless him. He goes home and just like take a syringe and just injects this shit up like. And I think that's okay. It's like, you can fix your own car if you're a mechanic, you know? I say, like, if you're certified, give yourself surgery. I say, just do it. Open yourself up, fix it. You're your own operation. Like, if you can do it. But Bill is the only husband who poses, like, properly. It's not too far down like this, where, like, your neck's like, and it's not a selfie. It's just right here, and he's like, and his eyebrows are like, and nothing moves.
So good.
I love Bill.
Girlfriend, give me all the tea.
It's like, well, everything but the fucking shit on this trip, Bill. I don't even feel comfortable right now. Like, I don't even have to be here. I could come home.
Sometimes it's fun to be a little uncomfortable.
Just give it a minute.
Just relax.
Cut back to Dolores still on the phone with Frank, and Teresa comes in like, ha!
Dolores goes, Jen threw a plate. And Frank is like, are you serious? His phone just, like, shorts out with all the saliva that's on it.
She's like, it's a conundrum, Frank. It's a real conundrum.
Well, I've been telling Frank to use those. No, Frank, conundrum.
I just always thought, I'm always telling Frank, don't come in on. No, Frank. Not Frank. Conundrum, Frank.
Conundrum.
She's like, everyone just got in a huge fight, Frank. How do we even stay in this house?
How do we even stay in this beautiful beachside house where we all have a bed and everything's paid for and we have beautiful views and we're in a wonderful elite town that most of the country never gets a chance to be in? How do we stay here, Frank?
He's right, gotta say about it, Dolores. Oh, there's you, God damn it. I got a crab. God damn it, Frankie, get down here.
Frank, poor Frank Catania's being like attacked by sexual plagues that Frankie's just bringing into the house.
I got scabies.
So then Melissa comes home and she's just trying to play it up because it's Teresa. So, you know, it's like Santa Claus didn't come. It's like, did you have a fun Christmas? Santa came. It's like, So Melissa comes in like, hi, hoes.
Yeah.
And so Teresa's like, ha. Totally forget she's supposed to be mad.
And Dolores goes, oh, yeah, you and your big fucking mouth. And Melissa goes, oh, you and your big fucking mouth.
And Dolores goes, Melissa. She's always like sucking on the end of a butterscotch, you know, where it's like.
Yeah. She's so mad.
You're just trying not to bite into it because you know it's going to stick to your goddamn back tooth and you're going to get a cavity. So, Melissa, what did you mean when you said losers?
She's like, I said winning, winning. And Dolores goes, wrong, wrong. If you said winning, would I have a sucking candy in my mouth? No. Sucking candy, wrong.
You're wrong.
You're wrong.
You're wrong.
Wrong, wrong. You're definitely wrong. And you're wrong.
Melissa's like, well, if she doesn't want to put out a massive spread to impress the world, then she's winning because she's a saver. And Dolores goes, I didn't like it.
Just so you know, I didn't like it.
Wrong.
She gets triggered every time the mattress commercial comes on. Leave the last ass off for savings. I don't like that. I don't like that. I'll leave whatever I want off. You don't tell me what to leave off. I'm calling 1-800-MATTRESS, okay? That's it. So then now Jennifer is trying to, like, revise her savage attack. She's like, you know what? I didn't throw a knife. I technically threw a plate. You know, that's. And I was like, I wasn't even trying to even hurt you. I was like, you know what? I want to get your attention. So I just threw the. I basically just like touched the plate in your direction. That's all.
And Melissa goes, why are you throwing a plate when it's dangerous? It's like asking a white man why he keeps failing upwards on Bravo. It's like, how did you get a restaurant?
And then Teresa goes,
and then you call me ignorant.
I'm like, Teresa, it's not about you right now.
I love when they just showed the clip. She's like, why do you keep throwing things? You've got to stop throwing things. And it's just like clips of Jennifer like, breaking a glass and then holding it as a shank to come after someone.
Just need to get some attention, okay?
But then when it comes to Jennifer, she's like,
I just didn't think I had a chance when you guys do with her.
So they cut out a lot of this Bill conversation because you know Bill coached her so well.
Yes.
And he does do a good job. And I hate saying that. Like, he coached her because it's Real Housewives of New Jersey and they're the biggest misogynists on the planet, you know. But he totally did because she's like all contrite.
He's like, Jennifer, let me tell you what you gotta say. You gotta look him in the eyes and say, you me?
So Melissa's like, you can't just throw things at people.
Sorry, I was trying to get you to do a verse. I was like,
sorry.
It's okay.
I saw you out of the corner of my eye, like, uh-oh. It's like, what'd I do? So Melissa's like, you can't just do that. You can't just throw things at people. So then Teresa, who doesn't even know where she is at this point, she's like,
and you call me ignorant.
To Melissa. We're not yelling at Melissa right now, okay? Yes. We're still yelling at the other one.
And then Melissa defends herself. She says this in a way like, no, this is all I said. She goes, no, I called you ignorant because you do things and embarrass people. Like, oh, that's all.
I'm not ignorant. I'm not ignorant. Mm-hmm.
And Jen's like, oh, she's doing things to embarrass people, huh? I can't bet.
Like, Jen just drops the act suddenly.
And Melissa's like, shut up, you. She's like, I don't have to shut up. No. No.
Melissa's like, you know who else is ignorant? The girl who threw something at me and then you left with her. Teresa goes,
but I told you I was leaving with her.
Oh, I didn't realize that's all it took. You just tell people.
I told you.
Give a little alert.
Yeah,
Facebook
told
alert.
You I was bombing you.
It's like, so mad when we start wars. Told you. So, Melissa, then this other rule on this show, which is so stupid.
But I'm your sister-in-law.
Doesn't that mean, like, I mean, I think you're allowed to hate whoever you want. Like,
yeah. So now Teresa...
Just because you're family doesn't mean you have the right to shit on each other, you know? Can you tell I listened to Oprah today all, like, half the way here?
Can't sit on a horse with two saddles, Oprah. Can't sit on two saddles without one horse, Oprah.
Dr. Phil, sorry. Go ahead. Super Soul. Super Soul, let's get back to children's birthday parties. And you're my sister-in-law.
So what, you saying I don't have a Super Soul?
What are you saying, Oprah? My son's not stupid.
She would get mad at Oprah.
She would, all the time.
So what, I'm not in the book club suddenly? Do I not get a car?
No, you're at home, Jennifer. You're not in the studio audience. So Teresa, so now they're like talking again about like that, but you throw something. So Teresa's like,
yeah, but she didn't throw something at you.
And Jennifer's like, yeah, I didn't throw something. I threw it towards you.
Towards you.
Towards you.
Towards you if you want to get technical.
So then Jennifer, this is where the bill coaching comes out. She's very calm. And she goes,
Jackie, to give you some perspective. You came to my party last year, and you commented on the decadence of it.
And I was like, what are you what? Even? Those words are all
no,
too big.
Yeah.
This is obviously Bill. He's like,
yes.
Say it again. Decadence. Say it again. Wax on, wax off. You're almost there, Jennifer. Paint on. Paint off, Jennifer.
Bill is Mr. Miyagi.
I have the right to fight for my honor.
Karate man.
So, by the way, during this entire thing, this entire fight, they keep cutting over to Margaret, who's just sitting there scratching the back of her head, going, why? All right.
I literally all right. just got assaulted on my ponytail a couple of weeks ago. But whatever.
It's too much. So now, Jennifer is like, so you were the one who came into my house and wrote an article about it. And Jackie's like, she does this thing where she rolls her head back. She's like, you smirked. I know you smirked. I see that smirk anyway.
Fuck you with your smirk.
But did anybody else think, like, oh, my God, she has a point? Jackie totally criticized her kid's birthday party in the New York DeBergen whatever.
No. That actually did not happen. That's just Jennifer continuing to railroad that convenient narrative. Jackie wrote about how, considering how much that they have, how amazing the kids are, lovely kids... I mean, it still was... I do agree. It's, like, a little iffy. She probably should not have just even gone there. But Jennifer... Like, how many times does it have to be explained to Jennifer that it was her saying, your kids are really nice?
Kind of. But it's in, like, that... It's a very Texas-y way of saying it. Like, I'm... Right? It's a very... Bless your heart.
I'm going to write an article about you, about how your kids had a birthday party with Reed Funk and Donkey Dickolas, but they're still decent despite the fact that you're a tacky whore and spent $90 million on their wedding. But they're really saying, thank you for coming to Bucky's, honey. Thank you.
You know what? You have convinced me, but it doesn't mean I don't support it any less. I totally appreciate a good passive-aggressive moment versus Jennifer saying, why don't you spend more money than just pizza?
Well, these aren't even fights that these two started. They're the other ladies going, did you know? Did you know she was talking about you saying that you didn't spend any money on your kid's party? And then walking away. And then they're like, oh my God, what did she say about my kid's party? They're all like Teresa.
Yeah, but let's also not forget that, like, basically Jennifer walked through Jackie's house with her camera, taking pictures of everything and comparing it all on Amazon. The tackiest bullshit.
We're podcasters.
That's right.
We literally walk through everywhere, like, dun, 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 tagging ourselves. You know what I mean?
But that's our job.
Kind of.
That's the life we chose. We're allowed to be tacky.
We're supposed to be thirsty.
Bye.
We work in a desert. We're supposed to be thirsty, bitch.
Uh-oh. He's reaching for the Cheetos.
Sorry. I said thirst. Okay.
No, thank you.
No. I'm holding on.
Enjoy your shots and great health, and also please sit down.
I'm not taking a shot. Are you fucking crazy? Thank you, though. Leave it right
there. Thank you. Thank you. Your seat is waiting for you.
Okay. Get out of here.
Your seat is waiting for you.
In a nice way. Love you.
In a nice way. In a way full of love.
Leave him. Thank you.
Leave him there. We'll come back.
No, I'm not going to have a cigarette with you. Literally.
Girl, you're going to get flamed on Facebook. Be careful.
Love you. All right, go. Love you. Go. Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Love you, though.
Not afraid.
Wow, it's because I said we were thirsty. Look what happened.
Yeah, see what happened?
That is literally like Oprah said on the podcast. You just visualize it and say, I'm thirsty. Literal shots come to the stage. I would like to thank Oprah, Dr. Phil, and even that motherfucker Joel Osteen for all the shit they taught me today.
I know. The secret. The secret works, everyone.
I don't believe anybody should have the right to get married. Okay, continue.
Okay. So, so Jackie and Jennifer are just, like, fighting again about, like, you know what, I'm not sure we're really even friends. It shouldn't be this hard. Right back at you, sister. I was like, it was, like, some weird version of West Side Story.
Yeah. West Hampton.
Story.
Yeah. West Hampton Story, yeah. It's even sadder, you know? This is what I was gonna say before. Everybody, we've got about 20 minutes to 5 hours left. Just center yourselves. Just be quiet. It's gonna be great. Stop talking. If someone's talking next to you, they're too drunk, just say no. If they just keep doing it, I hear you still fucking doing it, but too. Then you say, security, get them out. We've warned these people, okay? All right. So, second act. Just kidding. We're an hour in.
Oh, that's fine. I'm having a great time. We got Joe Judice here. We got Tito's. I got my Bud Light.
A lot of thirst. Okay. So, then we enter the Teresa. So the Teresa parts, right? So first, Jackie's like, oh my God, Jennifer, I can't. You were criticizing my overabundance of, overabundance of money. Whatever, they're fighting about this money still, right? So then Jen's like, every time I talk, you give me that fucking smirk. And in her defense, Jackie is literally like.
She has resting smirk face. It's not her fault.
So she goes, look at that smirk. did you see that smirk, Dolores? And Dolores is like,
not really, but what the fuck do I care?
It's like, did you see that smirk, Teresa? Teresa's like,
what's a smirk?
Ignorant.
I'm not ignorant.
So Jennifer's like, I'm leaving. So she goes off to her room, and Dolores goes, Teresa, go talk to her. You know, it's your friend. Your friend.
And then Jackie's telling us, when I have a kid,
I don't have any money. Oh, God, welcome to my life.
She's like, When I was a kid, I didn't have any money, and my mother would take 15 of us to the mall for my birthday. I
was like, we had plenty of money, and my mom did the same fucking thing.
Yeah. There you go.
Why not? Where the hell else are you going to smoke cigarettes in the bathroom and, like, secretly get your ears pierced at Claire's? It's what you fucking do. They're children.
So
they haven't married anybody rich yet. They don't get to spend like that. Jennifer.
So Jennifer's now packing. So Teresa goes in to talk to her. So you know that Teresa's ready to be, like, a good friend because all her fingers are out.
What's going on?
You know how she does that? She puts all her fingers, like, as spaced apart as possible.
You're gonna leave? What's going on? You're gonna leave? Oh, you're gonna leave?
So then Jennifer's like, yeah, well, guess what? Don't forget that Melissa called you embarrassing. Teresa's like,
oh, my God.
Teresa's like, she's there. She's like, yeah, she calls you embarrassing. You did not know that?
Melissa literally just said to you, literally, half an hour ago.
Yeah, at best.
You know when you're ignorant and you embarrass other people? Add an ing on the end. It's another version of embarrassed, Teresa.
She's like, I'm going to ask us.
So Teresa immediately leaves and goes back in and goes, hey, you call me a bella.
So Melissa gets re-mad at Jen now. She's like, you know what, Jen? She's like, why don't you shut the fuck up? You're getting between family.
I want to get out of the middle of... I don't want to be in the middle of your family. Stop talking about your fucking family if you don't want me in the middle of your family. You know, it's like, I'm going to come on this show and fight with my sister-in-law for years and then get mad that people talk about it. It's like a tuna salad being mad at bread. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So... Jennifer's like, I'm bored of you already. I'm bored of you guys. And Teresa's like, I can't with them tools, you know?
But Teresa's on some... It doesn't seem like drugs, because you know I'd love to call out a drug. I'll read your pupils on the TV. Xanax Coke.
I think it's called Pool Boy Dick.
Not as great as it sounds. Especially when you don't have a pool. You're literally just jumping over fences. It's a lot of work. Stupid. So Teresa, she's so happy. Like, nothing's bothering her. Poo boy dick. So she's like, hey, you better say you're sorry for saying I'm ignorant. And Melissa's like, ignorant. She's like, thanks, I love you. So the ladies have decided we're all leaving because we all came together, right?
Right.
So Marge's like, wait a minute, Dolores is leaving too? Dolores can't leave. Where's Dolores going? Dolores can't go.
She can't go anywhere. I mean, why is she going to go? Where's she going to go? Back to home? I mean, she has to stay here. I mean, wow. Boy.
What's she doing? She can't go. I'm going to eat all of her fucking food if she goes. Has Dolores ordered anything? Can somebody look up Dolores' Postmates and see if she's ordered anything from Wendy's fast food? That'd be great.
So
Dolores.
I came with her, I'll leave with her.
It's like the most dramatic stance to take on a pizza fight.
It's so weird. It's like everybody on the bus has to get off at the same time, you know?
We got on at the same time, we're leaving at the same time. Seth, Frank.
She's probably very annoying at airports. We went through security together, we're getting on the airplane together. I don't care what my boarding class is.
Yes.
It's like, ma'am, you're taking a stance over something very minor. I'll tell you who's Chase Sapphire, okay? So basically Jennifer and Dolores leave and Teresa stays behind. Shocking. I was actually surprised. I was surprised that like the hamster woke up and like did a half rotation of the wheel.
The hamster did not wake up.
I made her realize I better stay.
No, she didn't wake up. She was like a hamster asleep on a wheel and like me and my sister like put the fingers through it and made it move. Hamster was probably dead for days. Like, what did we know? Teresa's so stupid. And they're like, Teresa,
you can't leave. You're a guest in someone's home. She's
like, yeah, I'm a guest in someone's home.
I'm like, Teresa, you can't leave because that's your friend, but this is your sister-in-law. She's like,
oh my God, it's blood.
I'm like, no, it's not blood, Teresa. It's not blood. And similarly, fucking blood. But you know, whatever, you can't do it. She's like,
I can't leave because that's my sister.
Teresa, go back to your cell. Okay. Like, see, that's how you make her stay. Trigger some things.
Ooh, I love a good Ben Boo.
I'm on a roll tonight, baby.
Yeah.
So now it's. Hey guys, let's take a trip to Morristown, New Jersey at night. We got a summit of the Joes and Franks. It's like
oh God.
Did you get lost?
No.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if I erased anything.
I was looking just to make sure I was okay. On the right thing.
So we're at this, like, neighborhood bar. And
South Street Social.
South Street
Social. To be specific. And Gorga is... Gorga orders Tito's on the rock, which, you know, I love a Gorga on the rocks. So the other Joe Bonino meets him. Okay, so these guys are such pigs on this show. But, like, such lovable pigs, you know? And we're such a weird, not a weird time in life. We're in the, like, fuck you can't say that kind of a life. But then on New Jersey, we literally forgive any little thing that comes out of their mouth.
Yeah.
You know?
So they're there at this bar, and they have a waitress named Kelly.
You're hot, Kelly.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Hey,
you got
like
the best,
order.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys want a shot? You guys are the best, you know?
Hey, Kelly. I want to order a shot of hot Kelly. That's what I want. Like Joe Gorga's lines. Like, yeah, you're hot.
I definitely have 15 million sperm going through me right now.
Yeah.
So, that's still the funniest shit ever. Normally you have 15 million, you have
three sperm. You have three sperm swimming around, sir. So, yeah, Gorga's like, that waitress is hot. I'm going to grab her for Frankie. You know, Frankie Catania. So the waitress is like, ha. You know, she's kind of going along because what do, you know? And then Joe Bonino's like, don't get him for Frankie. Frank can't even probably get it up because he works out so much. Which is like I was saying, when your friend loses 10 pounds, you're like, fuck that bitch. It's the same with guys. Yeah. They're like, oh, you work out a lot, bet your dick doesn't work.
Which I'd never heard of, by the way. But anyway, so Frank shows up. They're all wearing green.
Just like letting it pass.
So Frank shows up. Did you say that Frank showed up already or no?
I don't know.
I was like, it was like a lot of stuff was happening. We were talking about sperm.
We say Frankie a lot on this show. Frank, Joe,
Frank,
Joe,
Frankie,
Frank,
Frank,
Frank, Joe. Joe, Frank, Frank,
Joe,
Frank,
Joe,
Frank,
Joe,
Frank,
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 Joe,
Joe,
Joe, Frank, Joseph, Frank, Joe. So Frank shows up. All the guys are wearing the same clothes, by the way, which is hilarious. They're all wearing this, like, gray-green. So he sits down, and Joe Gorga goes, hey, you know what Joe says? You know what he says? He says, you've been pumping so much iron, you can't get a hard on anymore. Hey.
And Frank's like, you know what? Trim down, Dolores. I've lost, like, 20 pounds, and now my dick is hard in the morning again. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I wake up with wood every morning now, Dolores. I don't want wood, and I don't want pebble tile, okay?
Yeah.
I want travertine.
Look what I thought. And now I wake up in the morning with wood again. Also pebble tiles under my pillow, which is bizarre.
We love doing the New Jersey recaps because we can just make weird jokes about pebble tiles. Only podcast in the world that does pebble tile
pebble
jokes.
Pebble tiles, blowjob bells, and cookies.
So Kelly, the waitress, comes by. She's like, all right, we got $4 as prescribed. And what do you want, Mr. Bodybuilder?
Well, non-Dolores, I want a green apple martini, please.
Right? A apple martini, Toots.
And do not go light on the pucker. Thank you.
I'm so boring. So, of course, all the guys are like, what are you, gay? An apple martini?
Whoa, what is this? The pucker? I don't even know.
I have to admit, though, I was like, that's a really gay drink.
Yeah, I was like, I was more just like, it's an outdated drink.
Outdated gay drink. Like, if you ordered that, if we were out and you're like, apple martini, I'd be like, look at That is gay.
But then I had this other side of me that was like, oh my God, that's so embarrassing, but apple martinis are actually really good. I think I'm going to have one.
Yeah. It's one of those drinks that you'd really like to drink a lot at home, but it's hard to make.
So then we
actually do get to sperm, right? Do we, or is this in my
head?
I don't think anyone's getting the sperm. Frank's like, so your wife did a great job. Oh, I just wrote Gorga's like, yeah, Frankie was so hot at that fashion show. Hey, how many sperms do you think he's got? 3, 4? Frank's like, 19 million. I'm still mopping the fucking floor from it, all right? Got a mop bucket to prove it. Fucking Sodom and Gomorrah.
It's a lot of pucker, if you know what I'm saying. So then Kelly's back with like more shots. She's like, I love you guys.
And we love you too, Todd.
Ooh. So then they start talking about Jennifer and Jack and how they're in a big... By the way, at this point, Frank's martini has arrived. And it's like this... It's like big old Frank and there's like this little glass. Like, it looks like a playing piece with Monopoly.
Dolores, here it is.
So Frank's like, apparently they had to leave the trip because they found that Jackie's loaded.
And Gorga's like, loaded? Like Boco Bucks? Bocos?
No. Jackie made Evan sign a prenup.
He's like, whoa, did we just get refills? Oh no, it's just your saliva in my glass.
Uh-oh, here we go with prenup talk. And man, oh God. So Jackie is loaded. So of course she made her hot ass worked out at the time, probably more, but still worked out hot. Evan's hot. If you're rich and you're fucking a hot, blonde, gorgeous person, of course you make them sign a prenup. What is wrong with you?
We want prenup. Right? We want prenup.
So Frank's like, you serious? You serious? You did that? And Gorg is like, if I had to sign a prenup, what's Melissa going to have you sign a prenup for? You met her, like, in front of a hot dog stripper shop on a fucking boardwalk somewhere. Melissa, you got to sign a prenup.
He's like, you know, it reminds me of, like, one of my favorite inspirational sayings. If you got to sign a prenup, you should be signing a post-nup. Because guess what? Nup doesn't respect nup. Am I right? What are you saying? What are these quotes you...
The man is supposed to be the breadwinner, Dolores.
I was like, really? On this show?
Yeah, seriously.
Your wives are all stars on television shows.
Yes.
You're hoping that she marries some other guy so you can live in her house. What the fuck
are you people talking about?
And you got disbarred.
So so dinner in the West Hamptons.
We're at the dinner.
Now, this place, you know that everybody's been telling us online, that's like the poor Hamptons, West Hampton.
West Hampton's the poor one.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's like the difference between Palm Beach and West Palm Beach.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
So this is like West Palm Beach. I guess it's like when it's West in its name, but West Hollywood is better than Hollywood. Crazy how that works.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, they're having dinner, but you know this is like really the poor neighborhood because they decorate with like vents from Lowe's. There's like, here's 10 air vents on the wall, but they're all those vertical.
Oh, yes.
Did you notice
that? I did notice that.
It's like, wow.
Also, the restaurant's called Dockers.
Dockers.
It's like having a restaurant called Khaki.
Yes. Dockers. So the ladies talk about eating disorders and Jackie, everyone's giving Teresa, you know, like we haven't had an episode until we've talked about how hot Teresa's had it. Which granted, she married Joe Giudice, but Teresa's also Teresa, let's not forget, okay? She's having a good episode. But this is a woman who threw a table at somebody.
Yeah. So Teresa is still holding on to this, like, lie that she and Joe, everything's going to work out. But they sit down, and Jackie's like, oh, look at the bartender. He's really cute. She's like, whoosh.
A bartender doll. Oh, yeah. A pool boy's better, Teresa. I was kidding. That guy like builds pools. But still, how dare you poor shame somebody? Didn't you just defraud people out of like millions of dollars for the angel wings on your door?
She goes, so she whips her head around to look at this hot bartender. And she's like,
No. I just want to see what he looked like, you know? I just want to see what your type is in saying all that. You know, that's all. Not going to leave Joe Giudice. Not at all.
And Marge is like, well, what about the pool boy? Has the pool boy ever been inside your pool? Which is the most disgusting sex analogy I possibly ever heard. And I watch every episode of Real Housewives of New Jersey. Gross. And Teresa's like, yeah, my pool's not built yet. So your vagina, Teresa, your vagina. I'm literally talking about your vagina.
No, we never had sex. We know each other from high school. You know, well, the way I was raised, you only make out with your brother until college. And then you start having sex. And then after college, you can have sex with other people.
Just kidding. I'm sorry, but these two have vibes, the Gorgas.
They do. So they're like, okay, let's see some pics of him. Because she's like,
yeah, I got pics of him from high school. He was hot.
So she's like, all right, let's see some photos. So Teresa pulls out this photo of the pool guy who is already smoking hot. And it's him shirtless in the mirror. Hot. But also, like, why does Teresa have this photo? And also, I support it.
But in her defense, like, hot guys who take pictures of themselves looking in the mirror also do send pictures like that to you for no reason.
That's...
Every friend who... Look, if I work out for 5 minutes, you're going to get a picture. I'm like, look, it's me.
They're fucking.
I did it. But anyway, everybody knows they're fucking. Like, who cares? So then we get the whole segment of Teresa being like, I've been through so much. Like, Teresa, you've been through so much. And I was like, oh, my God. She's not, like, literally I'm crying because she's been through so much. Ah.
I'm not ready to give up on her. I'm not going to give up on her. Okay? All right.
Do you want to skip to... Sorry, there's a microphone here.
Yeah.
Edit this part out. Do you want to skip to them having dinner together? Joe and Teresa?
Okay.
Do it. Listen to you people. This sounds like a food court in a ball.
I know. I mean, like... You know what? Hey, dog with bones out there, shut up.
Dog with a bone.
Speaking of which, I do have to mention this before we go to that. We now have like a bunch of clips of people doing things all around the place. And we have Frank and Dolores working out. And I totally forgot that Dolores has a dog named Dog. The most Dolores name of a dog.
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 It was the dog.
It's dog.
So Marge and Marge Sr. have a sweet scene where Marge Sr. comes over and's like, hello, Marge. Marge's like, oh my God, but it's been really hard because I had to pack for you. And also, like, I raised myself because you were always in the city. And her mom's like, I thought you were okay. I'm sorry.
And basically, Margaret's like, listen, Mom, like, sometimes I need you to be the mom and I to be the daughter. I mean, like, you know, like, who am I supposed to turn to if Joe isn't here? And she goes, Lexi?
Your secretary?
Ma.
All right, so let's go to our favorite scene, our favorite set place of Real Housewives in New Jersey.
Rails!
So Teresa, you know Teresa, like we like her on the show, glad she's there. She's not our kind of girl because she goes, can I have a high top? Who asked to sit at a high top?
Yeah. On TV, too. She, like, wants a low angle for the nation.
Well, this brother and sister, I mean, they have the best chemistry on the whole show.
They really do. Did anyone catch this? Hey, everyone at the bar. We
Shut
hear
up,
you.
Or we're going to murder you and kick
yes.
you out.
We hear all of you guys.
I'll kick you out after I kill your ass. I'll have you dragged out, dead.
That's right.
So they're in this bar, and they're really hot with each other, you guys. So Teresa's...
So of course, you know, because they're in a restaurant, like, this, you know, there's always the scene of a waiter coming over, be like, hey, what do you guys want for dinner tonight, eh? So Teresa goes...
How about the cauliflower steak, huh?
And I don't know if you guys saw this, but Teresa and Joe both looked at each other like, yeah.
Yeah, cauliflower
yeah.
steak.
Yeah, cauliflower steak. Cauliflower steak. I only got tree sperm left, but I'm going to use them right now on that cauliflower steak, eh?
You got some broccoli in it?
Yeah, I like that. I like that, sis. Yeah.
Cauliflower steak.
He's like, your husband's mean and he's in prison. He's like,
So now that Joe's going out, want to get some
cauliflower?
Yeah. You want a big floret or a little one? Because I got both.
Cauliflower is like the least sexy vegetable, and we just keep eating it.
I don't know, because when you roast it, it smells sort of like nuts.
The cauliflower has sperm swimming faster than Joe Gorgonzola. Literally everything in this show is swimming faster than Joe Gorgonzola's sperm.
I also want to point out that at this restaurant, they served Joe Gorga a Moscow Mule, and the Moscow Mule literally looked like Joe Giudice. I'm never going to be able to look at a Moscow Mule cup ever the same. They all like little Joe Giudices.
So Teresa is getting ready. She's getting the kids ready to go see Joe. Which I cannot wait. This is our first time going to Ice on Bravo.
I know, it is kind of amazing. They're literally going to Ice.
From the West Hamptons to Ice.
Yeah, same episode.
Ice by Bravo.
So, Ice is a cruel, cruel organization. They're only allowing Teresa to bring two of her daughters. So, like, we knew this would happen someday, that Teresa would finally have to pick favorites. And now is the time, thanks to Ice.
The ones who get the most camera time.
So Nono is there cooking. He's like, oh!
got to work.
Well, first they show me just because Teresa's packed up. Like,
we gotta go.
And Nono's just standing there like, he's chewing on something. He's like,
It's 5 a.m. Nono, of course, they have the big pasta thing, but it's not pasta. It's the entire final act of Popeye. It's the whole calamari.
It is like 20,000 leagues under the sea is going into that pot. It's octopus at 6 a.m. I love octopus.
And then Nono's done. What the fuck do I care about your husband and ice and your sad children in a car? I want to know about Nono and the calamari. That's
what?
I want to know about Nono and the squid.
It was like the biggest octopus I'd ever seen in my life. It's like a crane. So anyway, so Teresa, this is the final scene. So Teresa and Melania and Gia, they get in the back. There's a lot of like,
we gotta go.
So they pile in the back of this Escalade. Mom, I'm tired. You know, Melania goes to sleep in the back.
Gia goes to sleep. Like the kids visibly and audibly just hate Teresa.
Like, oh, I'm not icing it.
Like, shut up, vagina sleep, idiot.
They're driving along. They've been driving for like 90 minutes. And then I was like,
Oh my God.
I forgot it in
my IDs. I forgot in my license and your birth certificate. Oh my God, I told the driver to go to Florida. Oh my God,
like she just
starts. I left Kevin at home. Oh my God.
I would love to like make fun of Teresa for shitting. I would love to make fun of Teresa.
I would do that.
I would make fun of Teresa for shitting.
I would too.
And that would be the first poop scene on Bravo, by the way. Fucking Teresa shitting. Okay, so it's probably not. Someone went, no.
Jax.
I would love to make fun of her for forgetting stuff. I've left my laptop on a plane, my iPad on a plane. Today, we put the car in the hotel. I was like, thank you, valet. Oh, that's great. Bye. Thanks, call me. We're like going into the hotel. It's like, I left my phone in the car.
Yeah.
Madam.
So Gia says, basically like the founding principle of Watch What Crappens. She goes, can you stop screaming because it's not doing anything?
Says fucking who?
And that was it. Dog with a bone.
That brings us to the end.
Houston, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Love having you guys. You guys are crazy. Bye, everyone.
We'll see you guys later. Thank you. Love you.
Good night.
Night gathers, and my Now TV watch begins. It will not end until I have finished all 8 seasons of Game of Thrones. I shall take no spoilers, nor skip ahead. Instead, I will defend my house from eternal channel hopping. I am the watcher of brilliant shows like Chernobyl and The Wire. More than enough great TV to last even the longest winter. Your 7-day free trial awaits. To start your night's watch, simply search Now TV. 18 plus new entertainment customers only. Auto renews at $8.99 per month unless cancelled. Terms apply.
The 2 Minutes of Zen podcast, brought to you by Zendium Toothpaste, gives you quick and simple wellness hacks you can do while brushing your teeth. From a strengthening squat workout to a calming mindfulness practice. Because at Zendium, we believe in daily routines that work to improve the health of your body, mind and mouth. Listen to 2 Minutes of Zen podcast on Spotify. Zendium, natural protection, clinically proven.